It is Tuesday, July 30th, 2013, and from the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, I'll talk with Roby Brock about the Arkansas political landscape in the wake of Bill Halter's announcement yesterday. He'll not seek the Democratic nomination for governor.
We also have the second part of our series on what the Affordable Health Care Act means for Arkansas. And our history doctor, Bill Smith, says not all scandals are worthy of the suffix gate. He examines how burglars at a Washington, D.C. hotel unwittingly created historical shorthand that is often misused.
And a deadly fungus in bats has now been detected in Arkansas. First, the Northwest Arkansas Children's Shelter received a helping hand yesterday. The shelter announced it had received a $165,000 grant from the Walmart Foundation. Steve Schotta, director of the Northwest Arkansas Children's Shelter, says Walmart has helped the organization through much of its 20-year history and that this grant will help the shelter continue to provide essential services for the children who need those services the most.
The money that they're providing us has allowed us to buy an additional minivan that we use to transport the kids to activities, doctor's appointments, you know, all over in many, many uses. And then also being able to maintain our emergency care program, providing all the basic needs for children that come into our care. You know, quite often they arrive in the middle of the night. They have very little, but we'll provide them certainly with all the food that they need, shelter, clothing, toiletries, and of course, a well-staffed facility to manage all these kids that come into care.
In addition, Schotta says the grant will help the shelter maintain its behavior management program, where positive behavior is reinforced by giving children money to spend in the store at the children's shelter. The grant will also help the Northwest Arkansas Children's Shelter purchase software that will allow caseworkers to develop a comprehensive case plan that can follow the children as they move through the DHS and foster care system. Schotta says grants such as the one given to the shelter by the Walmart Foundation are imperative to operation of the children's shelter, which he expects to serve more than 540 children this year alone.
And all the kids are placed here by the Department of Human Services, but frankly, our contract with the state accounts for about half of the beds that we have. So the state pays us for 24 beds. We have 48, and we don't want to turn kids away, so we'll take kids in that need us, even though the state's not reimbursing us. And so all the money that we raise to be able to support the kids in our care, we have to raise roughly 75% of our annual budget.
The $165,000 grant represents about 5% of the shelter's annual budget. Schotta says the shelter has served almost 7,000 children since it opened two decades ago.
Benton County offices in Gravette are scheduled to move out of that city's downtown area. Bob Kleinard, Benton County judge, says the move will make the county assessor's and collector's offices, as well as the state revenue office, more accessible for residents.
The current site is really tight as far as parking. There's not enough parking. There's no handicap accessibility. It's just not really accessible to the public, and that's what we need to be, is accessible to the public. This new location, which kind of came on the radar by somebody that was telling me that there was a new site that was going in south of Gravette. It's got several parking places. It's got handicap parking places. It was something that will serve the western side of the county for several years to come.
Judge Kleinard says changes could be in store for other county assessor's offices in Bentonville as well.
The state revenue office moved off of 28th Street. They moved over onto D Street, which kind of left our county collector and assessor's office on 28th sort of high and dry. There needs to be a move in the state to somehow require that the assessor, collector, and revenue office need to be in a common location. I wouldn't say they have to be in the exact same facility, but they need to be close to one another because that's the best for the county taxpayer.
The move of the Gravette offices, however, should be complete within a few months.
A new charging station for electric vehicles has been installed in the public parking lot across from the Fayetteville City Administration Building. Peter Nierengarten, Sustainability Director for the City of Fayetteville, says that Level 2 charging stations, like the one installed at the Mountain Street lot, do provide faster charging than most at-home chargers, but the fill-up time is still considerably longer than pumping a tank of gas.
If a vehicle were to pull in with a nearly depleted battery, they'd be looking at 6 to 8 hours of charging time at the station. You know, if they had only a half depleted battery, they'd probably be looking at more like 2 to 3 hours of charging time to completely top their battery off. And our hope is that electric vehicle owners will choose to park at this location, and then while their vehicle's parking, they'll do some shopping at some of our downtown businesses, maybe visit the Fayetteville Farmers Market. You'll cruise down to Dixon Street, just take advantage of all there is to offer in downtown Fayetteville while their vehicle is being filled up with electricity, so to speak.
The charging station is only the fifth in Northwest Arkansas and the third to be installed in Fayetteville. The next closest stations include one in Fort Smith and one in Tahlequah. Nierengarten says that Ozarks Electric Cooperative approached the city with the idea of installing a charging station on a city-owned lot.
So basically they would pay for the purchase of the charging station, and then all we had to do was come up with the money for the installation, so the electrical work to actually plumb the thing in, hook it up to an electric meter, which cost about $1,000. And we used some leftover grant money from a 2010 Home Depot grant to pay that portion.
Nierengarten says the city won't assess a fee for drivers charging their electric vehicles other than the 25 cents per hour normal fee for parking in that lot.
Pope Francis generated some buzz after comments on gays in the Catholic Church after his week-long trip to Brazil. Francis said gays, including clergy, should be forgiven and integrated into society. He said, if someone is gay and he searches for the Lord and has goodwill, who am I to judge? John Sanders, chair of religious studies at Hendricks College, says the comments are less about theology and more about tone.
The Pope can lead, just as the President of the United States can lead by the bully pulpit. He can say, you know, this is the way forward, and he's modeling a tone and an attitude towards these issues that is conciliatory and compassionate without changing the fundamental doctrinal position. If he did that, that would bring about a huge outcry.
The Pope's comments do not change the fact that the Church considers homosexuality a sin that needs forgiveness, but it does open the door for greater inclusion and less hostility. Sanders says even choosing the name Francis shows a desire for greater compassion. Most notably, Francis's thoughts on inclusion seemingly conflict with the previous pope, Benedict, who said men with homosexual tendencies should not be priests.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals may be tied with the Arkansas Travelers for first place in the Texas League North, but that didn't keep the Travs from delivering the Nats their second loss in a row last night, 4-1. Series continues tonight at Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock.
Forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 30% chance for showers and thunderstorms. Overnight lows from 69 in northwest Arkansas to 74 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, your Wednesday, mostly sunny with highs from 88 in northwest Arkansas to 93 in the River Valley. Tomorrow evening, mostly clear, lows from 66 to 72.